The novel 2666 by Roberto Bolaño has been called a masterpiece and the first great novel of the 21st century. Bolaño's sprawling epic addresses the nature of good and evil, art and humanity, love and death, to name just a few themes. Over the course of some 1,000 pages, it is populated by literary critics, detectives, a philosopher, all on their own interconnected journeys.
Clearly, the novel is hard to fully describe, so imagine what it must have been like to try to adapt it for the stage. That is exactly what Chicago's Goodman Theater has done. The result? A production that lasts 5.5 hours, and, as Derek John reports, there are 3 intermissions.
Professor Hector Garcia says, when you read Roberto Bolaño's 2666, you don't really consume the book. It consumes you.
You become obsessed with the novel, and part of it is that mystique that has been created around this novel of novels.
Garcia says he needs 2 semesters to teach the novel in his class at Chicago's Loyola University. The English translation is almost 900 pages.
In Spanish, it's 1,119, and I know that even in my dreams.
Part of the book's mystique comes from Bolaño himself. The Chilean-born writer was a kind of wandering poet who worked a series of odd jobs while writing poetry and fiction. He spent the last years of his life racing to finish 2666 before he died of liver failure at the age of 50. His massive work was published posthumously in 2004 to almost universal acclaim and no small bit of awe. So when Garcia heard it was being adapted for the stage, he wondered,
how in the hell, if I can say that publicly, were they going to do it?
I thought, well, this is crazy and this may not work. But no, I actually never thought this can't be adapted.
Robert Falls is the longtime artistic director of Chicago's Goodman Theater, one of the country's most respected. A decade ago, he picked up the book and couldn't put it down. He's been trying to bring it to the stage ever since.
Bolaño has a universe that is Shakespearean in scope. You know, he's a master of comedy, he's a master of tragedy, language is remarkable.
2666 is really 5 novels in 1, each part loosely connected. The book's title is never explained, but much of the action takes place in Santa Teresa, a Mexican border town based on Ciudad Juarez. There, a group of European academics are searching for a German soldier-turned-novelist named Benno von Arkimboldi.
I don't think we should be here.
Do you think Arkimboldi would be afraid to be here?
No.
In fact, I wonder if he might seek it out. The only question is, what did he come to this city to do?
That question won't be answered until the very end. Along the way, we meet dozens of other characters and go down nearly as many rabbit holes. The novel and the play jump backwards and forwards in time from the Holocaust to Bolaño's graphic descriptions of a real-life string of unsolved murders that took place in Juarez in the 1990s.
The victim was 50 years old. She died at home and her body was found at home, not in a vacant lot or a dump or the desert. Her name was Felicidad Jimenez Jimenez and she worked at the multi-zone West Maquiladora. The cause of death was multiple stab wounds, more than 60 as counted by the medical examiner.
After we finish that part, I'm always like, oh my God, my legs are so sore because I realize how tense I've been the entire time.
That's actor Alejandra Escalante.
Having to recite names often of real women who have been killed feels like a very large responsibility.
Escalante is one of 15 actors who play close to 80 different roles. Seth Boakley, who helped adapt and direct the play, says it requires a special kind of stamina.
It's really profound that, for example, Alejandra has had to memorize, digest, and is prepared to, on a dime, reproduce the forensic reports of these grisly murders because it's inside of her. Those words are all inside of her.
And those words were still being worked out in rehearsal just days before the opening.
Okay, that's good timing.
Goodman artistic director Robert Falls was trying to compress Bolaño's vision into 5.5 hours.
Did you guys start to get that rhythm? I was just trying to speed everything up a little bit.
Falls says he's less worried about the length and more concerned about current events. Given what's happening in Syria, Mexico, and even Chicago, is Bolaño's exploration of evil what audiences need right now?
You know, I came in incredibly depressed. What was it, like 4 days ago, 5 days ago? I was really depressed. It's like these horrible images that Bolaño portrays about humanity, and particularly the murders. You know, do you really need to put this image in somebody's head? Ultimately, yes. I think that's the artist's responsibility, is not to shy away from it or hide from it.
Look at the stars.
Look.
All this light is dead. All this light was emitted thousands and millions of years ago.
Robert Falls says if you stick with it, amidst all the darkness, 2666 also has real moments of beauty.
We are surrounded by the past. An old book is the past, too. The author is gone, the printer is gone, the people who first read it are gone, but the book is still here.
And now, so is the adaptation for the stage. For NPR News, I'm Derek John in Chicago.